possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Longtime colleague here on The Fan, my co-host on BBT, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored. We both go back to the early 90s at, WITH on Light Street with Kenny Albert and the Nasty One, Spiro Mericus, and others. Fred Robinson! Now the sports director, 100.7 The Bay. We all like our classic rock. He's got a couple of podcasts that he's got rocking and rolling, no pun intended. And we're going to talk about the Ravens as well with our next guest. So on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome in Jerry Coleman. Jerry, what's up?
Long time no speak, fellas. And rest in peace, Fred Robinson. Wow, that's a name from the past.
Yeah, that's back in the days, Jerry, as you know, where you had carts to deal with as you were, I was an intern at the time, but dealing with carts and answered phones and all that crazy stuff. But tell everybody what's going on in your world before we get to podcasts and the Ravens.
Well, that's what I've done, is entered the podcast world with millions around the country. But this is more localized. I've been doing the Be More Baseball podcast. Did it with Adam Jones for a couple of years, and then we cut him loose when the Orioles said he couldn't do the podcast because he was going to be the assistant to Mike Elias. So we brought in 105.7 The Fan's own Mike Bordick, who's been excellent. And we just had Rafael Palmeiro on. I think everyone's going to want to check that out. The guy hasn't spoken in years. It's been 20 years since he's been back to Baltimore. So that is out now at Be More Sports Pod on YouTube or social media, Be More Sports Pod. And I have a new football podcast coming out next Monday with the Baltimore Sun's Mike Preston. So really looking forward to that as well.
All right, we'll start with the Orioles real quick. Disappointing year, your confidence level in Mike Elias, who is not entering Angelos or Ursae territory. But boy, have people turned on him in the last 18 to 24 months here.
They have, and this recent hot streak doesn't change things in my mind. I mean, I look at the draft picks and the way they have gone. I look at the lack of, you know, acquisitions during the offseason, the slow movement at the trade deadline. I have not been impressed. I've been a big fan of Mike Elias's, but the team has taken a step back, and a careful evaluation is needed at the end of the season because things are not going in the right direction, whether it be ticket prices or wins and losses.
Yeah, let's get rid of that 13-game Sunday plan. That wasn't popular with the fans. But anyway, the Ravens. And John Harbaugh, we played the cut, I guess, 3-4 weeks ago, because I've been saying Super Bowl or bust. I think most fans kind of agree with that assessment of the team. They're relatively healthy going into this Buffalo game. Not going for Micah here. But Harbs took offense to that. Basically, if people say it's Super Bowl or bust, you've never won anything. He gets real uptight, putting those level of expectations on the team. So, Jerry Coleman, and you have a relationship with John Harbaugh. Is it Super Bowl or bust? And why does he get running hot when that narrative is brought up locally and nationally, by the way?
Well, I do think it's either get to the Super Bowl or bust. I don't say they have to win it. They got to win the AFC Championship and at least get there. He's grown tired of it, I'm sure, just like Lamar and a lot of these guys that have been part of this team for the last couple of years and fallen short. And that's with the best record in the NFL and these outstanding regular seasons that don't mean too much when you can't put together consecutive playoff wins under Lamar Jackson. And that's what everyone is looking at. I'm sure they're tired as heck of hearing about it. And it's sad that a lot of people look at this as a meaningless regular season. You just got to get to the playoffs, and then you'll be evaluated at that juncture. There's not many teams besides the Ravens and Bills that are facing that.
Hey, Jer, concern level of Jair Alexander and Awuzie, you know, I think they'll be able to play in the first one, but I mean, to play how many games?
Yeah, the guy I'm most concerned about is Alexander, Vinny. Yep, I mean, yep. He came in with a history of injuries. He's missed 20 games the last 2 years, 34 of his last 68 games. Hasn't practiced, as you guys were saying, in quite some time. So that's the most concern because of the history with him and the injuries and the fact that they, you know, are looking to bolster the secondary as they find it to be the strength of the team. So that's something that, you know, I think John Harbaugh, one of the reasons they pulled the plug on this joint practice, besides the logistics, was he's trying to stay away from the injuries. And he said that subtly during his press conferences, just wants to get to the regular season healthy.
Now, Cordell told me D-Hop left, you know, again yesterday with the trainer. I mean, you know, he's got knee issues. I mean, when you have aged players and guys that have been hurt a lot, you gotta cater to them. You gotta kind of understand that they're going to spend a lot of time in the training room and not on the practice field.
Definitely. And you saw it during training camp. He would leave early at times and just walk off the field without anyone saying a word when he wasn't completely hurt, but just maybe a little bruised and tired. And yeah, I mean, again, it's just keeping him healthy for the regular season. If this is the course they have to go, they did it with Odell Beckham Jr. to a degree. They just want to get there. And I think he's just most concerned about keeping these guys at 100%, not letting a worthless injury during a training camp practice or a joint session really disrupt this card. Because, again, it's Super Bowl or bust, as a lot of people are saying. But I'll also add, every time the Ravens have won the Super Bowl, and everyone knows this, they were never really the favorite going into that season to win the Super Bowl. Somehow they came away with it, though.
Hey, Jer, two, I guess, guys during camp that pleasant surprises or played better than expectations, Mike Green and Corey Bullock?
Yeah, Mike Green, I mean, that's a guy who I've circled since he was drafted. He has come in with a huge chip on his shoulder. Corey Bullock has played well, but Mike Green is the guy that I think has a chance to be Defensive Rookie of the Year, because I just believe that he has heard all this talk. He has been very motivated, especially being drafted not in the first round. So that's a guy I think that very well could be one of the biggest surprises defensively on this team, even though a lot is expected of him. He's looked tremendous so far, whether it be the games or the practices. He's the guy that I'm really excited to see, along with, of course, the top pick, Malachi Starks.
Hey, Jared, do you think that Eric will get any deals done with the extensions before the season starts?
I don't know. It's not often that has happened. And it just feels like whether it be Lamar or someone else, it just seems like, you know, he puts that on the back burner unless there's something really pressing that needs to be done. I think he may go out and look out for some insurance if some of these guys are injured. He's more concerned about, you know, just finalizing and solidifying this team, Vinny, as opposed to getting some new contracts done. But I know Kyle Hamilton and Lamar are certainly waiting, among others.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, Jared, I think there's no excuses for the Ravens not to start fast. Basically, they got their whole team back and their whole coaching staff back, so there's no excuses not to start fast.
I agree. I mean, listen, they'll be judged by that first game in Buffalo, and you guys know how I feel about Buffalo. They'll feel the same way. They haven't won a championship since.
City of losers, I believe, is what you said, right?
Yes, yes. And that's the teams. Let me clarify that. The fans are fine fans. That'd be about 45% of them. But the teams are losers, perennial losers, whether it be the Sabres or the Bills. In our lifetime, they've never won anything. But, yeah, they got to win that first game in Buffalo. They were so close last year with the Isaiah Likely toes and Kansas City that, yeah, I mean, that's a big game. And obviously they come back to face Joe Flacco in Cleveland. So getting off to that fast start is imperative, but they were able to bounce back from it last year.
Jerry Coleman's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Jerry, before we let you roll, by the way, I'd be remiss not mentioning Paul Kapelke, part of our WITH family over 30 years ago. But you talk about Rafael Palmeiro, 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, literally less than 10 people have done that in their career. Does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? I'm guessing he'd love to be in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, guys like Bonds, Clemens are not. Does he kind of resign to that ultimate fate that not happening for him?
Well, he sort of had a change of heart. For a while, he thought the door was completely slammed. Now he thinks that if guys like Pete Rose and Barry Bonds start to get in through the Veterans Committee, maybe he can slip through the door as well. He hasn't been to Camden Yards in two decades, except he went to a series recently, but he is coming back for this Cal Ripken Jr. celebration. He tells a great story about Peter Angelos wanting him to sign a bat for Fidel Castro. You remember he didn't make that trip to Cuba and refused to sign the bat.
Because he's from Cuba.
Yeah, because he was born there and his family fled there. But as far as the Hall of Fame, Bob, he thinks there could be a slight chance. So that was kind of interesting to hear him say that. Where at first he was very reluctant to go down that direction. He's starting to see an opening maybe with some of these other guys possibly getting in. But he definitely talked about the past. He's not shying away from it. And, you know, he's trying to get back in the good graces of the Orioles fans and organization, which is one of the reasons he's going to be back September 6th.
Yeah, he's not even in the Orioles Hall of Fame. So there's that needs to be addressed as well. One more time, Jerry, tell everybody what you're up to right now.
It's the Be More Sports Pod. It's baseball with Mike Bordick and the Baltimore Suns' Mike Preston. That begins on Monday, again, at Be More Sports Pod. You can find it on YouTube or, as they say in the business, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jerry.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. There's Jerry Coleman, everyone. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. Talk about what happened in the world of sports last night. Orioles history pretty strong on this August 20th. And then Bob Nightingale from USA Today. We'll talk baseball heading into the final couple weeks, days, actually, of August and then into September.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.